This week, the MacArthur Foundation handed out its annual Genius Grants. Missed again. Among the 23 recipients, an economist, a mathematician, a photographer, a neuroscientist, and a Boston-based stringed instrument bowmaker, Andrea Shea of member station WBUR, visited Benoit Roland in his home studio and has his story.
Benoit Roland acknowledges that the violin reigns supreme as the star of the strings, capable of fetching millions of dollars at auction. But what about the bow?
A violin with no bow is not a violin. That's clear.
Amen, says Alida Kang, assistant concertmaster of the Boston Symphony Orchestra.
A lot of people, I think even some instrumentalists, in our younger years, we believe that the violin is of paramount importance and the bow is just a tool. But the bow is just as important as the violin because that is our breath. That's how we draw the sound out of the instrument. So without a fine bow that's responsive and flexible and finely made, we can't express ourselves fully.
Kang says a significant number of BSO musicians use bows made by Roland. So have some of the most famous string players of all time, Menuhin, Grappelli, Rostropovich. Over the past four decades, Roland has made more than 1,400 bows for violins, violas, and cellos.
The bow is extremely important for a musician because it has to convey the personality, the musicality, the feelings, the emotion of the musician through it. It's something that has to behave like a muscle.
That understanding is only part of why Roland won a MacArthur Genius Grant. He's revered for his knowledge of traditional bow-making skills, but also his innovations. He pioneered the first concert-grade graphite bow, and his most recent invention is an updated frog, the piece on the bow's end used to adjust tension.
It's much more stable, so it's easier to play, more responsive, the sound is fuller most of the time, not all the time. And this frog is adjustable on any existing stick.
Roland's journey as a bowmaker began in Paris, where his grandmother was a concert pianist. Roland had perfect pitch, and when he was nine, he fell in love with the violin. He graduated from the conservatories of Paris and Versailles and was on track to become a professional musician when he saw a spectacular bow.
This bow was so beautiful, fitted with gold, 18 carats, and magnificent mother of pearl and magnificent wood. It was like a jewel. So at this very moment, I understood this is what I want to do.
He went on to study the traditional French method of bow making and has been doing this ever since.
So this one is extremely resonating.
Roland selects skinny blanks of wood from his large stash. Each piece emits a unique sound.
And that one will be even different, even lower.
Then there are the 100 to 150 Mongolian horsehairs that become the ribbon. But Roland says the most important variables are the musicians themselves. He interviews them, watches them perform, and listens closely to their music.
My name is Miriam Fried, and I'm a violinist, and I teach at New England Conservatory. And what I'm really excited about is the fact that Benoit Roland was one of the recipients of the MacArthur Grant, which I think is fabulous.
Fried has three of his bows and is one of the many musicians who wrote letters to the MacArthur Foundation endorsing Roland's nomination. His years of bow making have stiffened his fingers, so it's difficult for him to play nowadays. But Roland says he still enjoys watching and listening to other musicians using his bows.
Because I see this person playing so intimate the music with something that I brought in his hands, so it's marvelous.
And Benoit Roland says the MacArthur Grant stipend of $500,000 will enable him not only to improve his centuries-old art, but also to pursue even more innovations. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Shea in Boston.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.